This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live from none other than North Carolina today. Folks, it has been a week and a half, let me tell you, all the way from Jamestown, all the way over to Yorktown, to Williamsburg, to Maryland, to Philadelphia. We're doing colleges, churches, house meetings and the such. Radio, did a radio interview this morning with you, and I'm going to share that with you in just a couple minutes here as well. Firstly, I want to let you know that if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. You can also check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. Folks, I want to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty, do understand that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, in truth, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, this morning, interestingly enough, friends, I was asked to do an interview with a guy named Lonnie Poindexter out of Washington, D.C. in Tupelo, Mississippi. I had the opportunity to preach to the population of pastors and the such from apostolic, prophetic teachers, evangelists, and or pastors in the D.C. district as well as Tupelo, Mississippi, so I felt honored. In the process, the conversation went where I was being interviewed, asking me the testimonies of the ministry. Why is it that you've done 360 high schools and then on top of that colleges and then on top of that prisons and on top of that television, on top of that radio? And I just said, well, you can't find God in any scripture throughout the Bible from Genesis all the way to Revelations where he's ever failed a faithful man of God that has been yielded to him and his purposes for his glory. And it all started out that way, and I just said, for the life of me, guys, I cannot understand, speaking to the pastors this morning, friends, the church leaders throughout Washington, D.C. and in Mississippi, I cannot for the life of me understand why the professed church in America is hiding. It tells us in Proverbs 28 that the wicked flee when none pursueth, but the righteous are made bold as lions. And if we are called to be righteous and bold as lions, then we understand what Augustine said when he said that the truth is like a lion, just let it go, it will defend itself. And we're not called, or are we commanded by God to ask the devil for permission to establish his kingdom come in this earth, thy will be done as it is in heaven. We are to take it by force if need be. We're to press into the kingdom of God and receive the Spirit of God to establish his purposes on this earth, not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. But we have an authority given unto us by the Christ who died on Calvary over 2,000 years ago, and we need to walk in that authority. And I don't for the life of me understand what it is that the church in America doesn't understand. Why is it that they're hiding out in the barracks when they're called to be out in the battlefield? And it reminds me of what Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, founders of the Salvation Army, not the Salvation Army, friends, that you see today. Let me tell you what, the Spirit of Christ is missing from the Salvation Army and what you see today in so many different ways. But Catherine Booth said, on the lack of opposition and persecution as being a bad sign in the church today. Opposition, she said, it's a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know from that. When the church and the world can jog together comfortably, you may be sure that there's something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord, or devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, there it is right there, and separated from the world, living so that their lives were a reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate the church as much as it ever did. It is the church that has altered, not the world. So, folks, what we're seeing today in this country is so little opposition because of why? Because there is so little Spirit of Christ in these men that profess to be Christians. And again, going back, for the life of me, I do not understand why they are hanging out in the barracks when they're called to go to the battlefield. And therein lies the problem with the church in America. They don't have the Spirit of Christ in so many different ways, because had they had the Spirit of Christ, they would be made more than conquerors, and they would be winning the day rather than capitulating in the face of an enemy where there is so few. It's embarrassing. It's shameful. You know, it was D.L. Moody, the famous Chicago preacher, that rightly said, the church will have a convincing testimony and will become a power in the world when it is separated from the world. But as long as it is hand in glove with the world, it cannot have power. Friends, when Scripture tells us in James chapter 4, verse 4, that friendship with the world is enmity with God, guess what that means? It means it is enmity with God. When you begin to look at what Scripture tells us in 2 Corinthians 6, it tells us to come out from among them. Be ye separate, touch not the unclean thing, and then I will receive you. Then you'll be my sons and my daughters, and I will be your God, and I will dwell among them. And your enemies will be delivered up from before you. Now I'm over at Deuteronomy 8, friends. See, if we're going the opposite direction, in the direction that we should be going, it doesn't mean God's wrong. It means we're wrong. And what we need to do is understand that we've been inundated with lies, but that's the church's business in the first place, to know the truth, for the law of truth is in the mouth of the priests. And we are separated unto God. We are consecrated unto God and by God and for His glory. And when we understand that, guess what? The people of the earth are going to see that we're called by the name of the Lord, and they're going to be afraid of us just the way that they were of our forefathers, just the way that they were the patriarchs in the church, all the way from Adam all the way to John at Patmos in the book of Revelations. And not until then. I want you to listen to this carefully. Nowhere can you find God, nowhere in Scripture, fail a faithful man or a faithful woman of God. So who's an heir? We know that Scripture tells us that God is not a man that he should lie, so therefore man is fallen, and he needs to be saved by the mercy and grace of the God that promises and who cannot fail a one word of his covenant. It's immutable, friends. I'm going to take a quick break. When I come back, we're broadcasting live out of North Carolina, friends. I'm going to talk about the college that I did at Liberty University, Helms School of Law, and I'm going to go through some of the history there for you really quick while talking to college students. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Tony Witnack from radio station KNZR in Bakersfield, California. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." This verse is Bradley Dean. I truly do appreciate the ministry of sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley Dean broadcasting live out of North Carolina. We're going to take a quick phone call from Pastor Brett in California. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, sir?
I'm doing excellent. How are you doing, Bradley?
I'm doing great, man. What's up?
Well, can I tell you something? You know, I mean, another thing that the church is missing, though, well, I love Pastor Butch's thing. You can name a problem and put dot, a dot, because the pulpits were silent. You know, the pulpits have been silent on abortion. They've been silent on everything. They're silent on they're silent on everything. And I think another characteristic that they're missing is deliverance ministry. Our authority, it says in Luke 10:19, we have the authority to throw out devils out of people and trample on over all the power of the enemy. We're not, you know, we don't talk about that. Cemetery school, they don't teach you this stuff. They don't tell you to individually, you know, go out there and fight the good fight because, see, that's too controversial. And
No, that's exactly right. The Bible tells us in the New Testament, as a matter of fact, that that the letter killeth, it's the spirit that giveth life. We know that they have a knowledge of the Word of God, but they don't know the Word of God. And there's a huge difference. And to be honest with you, my friend, that's exactly what I see across the boards. Is I see that they have an understanding of what the word says, but they've never partaken with that word because they don't bear the cross. And if they don't bear the cross, they're not going to understand the power of God unto salvation. Therefore, they're not going to have a testimony. And if they don't have a testimony, how is it that they can go around preaching the word of God? So I totally agree. I get it from A to Z, but I am literally bewildered by the fact, and some of the questions when I'm being interviewed, Brett, they just blow me away. How did you do that? How are you getting into public schools? I mean, folks in this country act like we're in a third world country, and they also act like the government has control over their children. And we need to set the record straight, and the only way to do that is to continuously fight the good fight of faith.
No, because of our sin, the government does have control. It's like Mao Zedong said. He said, political power comes out of the barrel of a gun. So because of our sin, you know, I think it was Solzhenitsyn that said that first we turned our back on God. That's where we are, you know. I mean, I think it's too late for the Constitution. That stuff's good.
And, you know, I'm not a revival kind of guy. I'm a guy that says that God would have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah and all those other civilizations that were roasted for sacrificing kids to Molech if he let us get away with what we're getting away with.
That's so, right.
I mean, I think we deserve it. When our economy tanks, Brad, I mean, none of this stuff matters. It only matters as long as the dollar, people believe in it and stuff, but that's going away. I went to McDonald's. Yeah. It was like $2.99 for a thing of fries. Like $1.35 at the vending machine at Cal State Long Beach for basic food stuff. So, you know, it's going down. We're being judged. You know, Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus 26. But the thing is, you know, you want to know who the real church is? Look at who's being persecuted. When I started throwing demons out of people by the grace of God, when I started doing street prep pastoring and, you know, holding my sign out there during party hour, you know, the devil, he will attack you.
Of course.
You have to fight back. Real Christians, the devil's constantly going to be trying to attack you. Anybody can go to the devil goes to church on Sunday and goes, open the eyes of my heart. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. And then, yeah, then afterwards, fornication, smoking drugs, you know, just, woo-hoo, you know, church, I'm going to party. I can do whatever I want, you know, and.
Well, that's what they've been hearing from the pulpits is the false grace, Brad, and not to further the condemnation to the disobedient, but the fact of the matter is even what Brett's talking about right now, friends, when the legion came up to Jesus, you need to keep in mind that he was possessed with devils and he was worshiping Jesus. And people need to put two and two together, but you've said a lot of things in there. You actually brought forth a quote by none other than Billy Graham's wife that if he doesn't apologize, God doesn't apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, the bottom line is he's going to judge America. And if he doesn't, then he's going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. It's really true. We're in trouble because America has chosen Aaron and the golden calf more so than it wants to listen to Moses, because they don't want to hear thou shalt not. They want to hear I want to do what I want to do, when I want to do it, and how I want to do it. And that's where we have to get back on track, my friend. I'm going to give you about 15 seconds here. I'll give you the last word, Brett.
Yeah, what I was going to say, Brad, is, you know, also, you know, I like your thing about obedience. I'm not good at this in some areas. You know, I'm a young man. I have temptations, but just pray for me that I can, you know, keep being a good pastor and keep obeying God and do what he wants, because it's not easy. But I know that one of the things is, you know, you're not saved by works, but, you know, that's you prove you love him by that. And I really need to continue to do that, even though it's not easy. So pray that you give me extra grace, you know.
I appreciate the phone call, my friend, very much. Keep in mind, friends, we do the works because we're saved. We don't do the works to get saved. The law says, you shall do this, and grace says, live and do this. In other words, the law again says, go ahead and do this and you shall live, but grace says, live and do this. So again, we do what we do because we're saved, not to get saved. But thank you for the phone call, Brett, from California. We always appreciate you. Interestingly enough, friends, aside of the phone call in the interview that I had this morning with Lonnie Poindexter out of Washington, D.C., I got to be honest, friends, I really was blown away by some of the questions, because people almost seem confounded when you actually bring forth fruit and established in righteousness and faith being perfected by and through your works. And so in saying that, friends, it really and what was interesting during the interview, I had calls in coming in and we had comments being made, and I didn't really get to those. I didn't have time to get to those, but I was curious to know what they were actually thinking or how they were maybe attempting to justify themselves, because we know that the religious Pharisees of the day rejected the counsel of God against themselves, and I see that more prevalent than anything else across the United States of America. They want to justify their inaction rather than actually stand up and fight for their posterity. And one of the things, going back to the caller that we just had here, Brett, in California, we deserve judgment. There's no question that we do as a country. But I also want to say this, that the innocent do not deserve judgment. And mercy from God right now would be for the church to keep the charge in the commandments of the living God to bring forth judgments concerning those that are murdering the innocent in the womb and advocating in this country that which God condemns. Our innocent posterity does not deserve judgment, friends. Those that have sat back and have done a whole lot of nothing, they're the ones that deserve the justice and the judgment. And let it be upon their own heads, because I can tell you right now, our forefathers said, if there be hard times, let it happen on my watch, not on my kids' watch. But now in America, we see just the exact opposite. And I'll tell you, there's many out there that hasten to the judgment seat of Christ, where they think they're going to be pardoned when in fact they're going to be damned. And damned they deserve for allowing the things that take place in this country. Friends, I want to jump over to our little trip. It was an 11.5-hour trip. We had a Sunday off, and what we did is we ended up driving all the way to Philadelphia from Williamsburg, Virginia. We were told it was about 2.5 to 3 hours. We ended up driving 11 hours round trip, but it was well worth it. Once we got there, friends, I was, again, bewildered as to what I seen and to the things that were going on in Washington, D.C. And what am I saying? When we got to, I'm sorry, in Philadelphia, when we got to Philadelphia, it was interesting because when we look at the Liberty Bell, it says, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. And it says Leviticus 25:10 and scripted on the side of the Liberty Bell. Now, friends, just so you understand that they're not hiding anymore in any sense of the word, the communists are not. Interestingly enough, right by the bell, there was an inscription where they were actually promulgating the lie again that we were a democracy. It said the original Liberty Bell announced the creation of democracy. And I'm sitting there saying to myself, are you kidding me? It said the original Liberty Bell announced the creation of democracy. Folks, do you see how they keep etching away and assailing your foundations? We are a constitutional republic, friends, not a democracy. But again, they have this plaque right where the Liberty Bell is found. And interestingly enough, we know that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said President Andrew Jackson. And in saying that, it's interesting that they would try to convince the people that we're a democracy, again, when in fact we're ruled on the Mosaic Institution called common law. And you can find that in Exodus 20 or Deuteronomy 5 if you would like to read that. Furthermore, after the Liberty Bell, we'd actually walked over to Independence Hall where we watched 56 delegates. Well, of course, they weren't there, but over 200 years ago, they were there fighting for the independence of the American cause. And while we went over there, the historian, the individual that was actually bringing us through and teaching us the history of Independence Hall was second to none. He was spot on with what he was saying, and it was line upon line, precept upon precept. What was going on during that time, friends, was over and over and over again, the crown across the pond kept assailing our forefathers and the colonies and their rights. And the American people, the colonies at that particular time, just got to the point where they said enough is enough, and they began to throw off the tyrant across the pond named King George, and they took on their own independence. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're broadcasting live out of North Carolina. I'm going to talk a little bit more about what we've seen at Independence Hall in Philadelphia, and then we're going to jump over to the college that I did at Helms School of Government in Lynchburg, Virginia. Be right back.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley Dean broadcasting live out of North Carolina. If you'd like to call in, you got 30 minutes. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. When we were out at Independence Hall after we seen the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia, it was interesting to note that the historian, the guide that took us on the tour, would talk about our Christian faith as a nation. And this kind of correlates with the interview that I had with Lonnie Poindexter out of Tupelo, Mississippi in Washington, D.C. today. Because it flies in the face of what you're hearing from the modern-day revisionists who are attempting to tear down your history and recreate it in their own ungodly, devilish images. And if it's not just revised, then they want to throw in a curveball. And then what they want to do is they want to try to convince you that our forefathers were deists. Now, they're fools for their pains, friends. Do understand they are fools for their pains. Because you do understand that a deist is one that believes that God exists, but God doesn't interfere with the affairs of man. See, they want you to believe that God is he's MIA when it concerns his family and his creation. In other words, he had a bunch of kids, he dropped them off, and they can take care of themselves. As if God the Father is some sort of welfare dad, right? A dad that's MIA, where he's derelict of duty concerning his own family. And it's interesting they would have you believe that, but I want to let you know that there is zero proof that any one of our forefathers were deists. Zero proof.
And isn't it also interesting to note that the historian would have you believe that, or the revisionist would have you believe that, the modern day historian, that God and our forefathers, they were deists. They believed in God, but God just didn't interfere with the affairs of men. 240 years later, we have the longest standing constitution in modern history. But I want to let you know that they accuse God of the very things that he condemns. Doesn't Scripture tell us in 1 Timothy 5:8, but if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel? Friends, is God an infidel? I speak as a man. Of course he's not an infidel. But again, the deist, revisionist and modern-day historian would have you believe that they were deists, when again, that is the furthest thing from the truth. As a matter of fact, let's jump over from the Liberty Bell to Independence Hall. Let's jump all the way over to the college that I did in Lynchburg, Virginia yesterday. I spoke and I taught a law class at Helms School of Government in Lynchburg, Virginia. Now, on the wall, they had nothing but quotes from our presidents, every single one of them, including the criminal that's in the White House today, declaring for the most part all the way up to Barack Hussein Obama that we are a Christian nation. And P.S., a postage script, I don't care what the devil in the White House has to say about who we are, even when he omits God's name when reciting the Declaration of Independence, or when he's entertaining America's sworn enemies within the White House. I don't care that he denies that we're a Christian nation. I want to tell you this, we are not a Muslim nation, and I know this, and you know this, and according to him, we have one of the largest Muslim populations in the world, all 4.5 million of them. Friends, there's no truth in this devil, and you need to understand this. But all the way up until Barack Hussein Obama, every president has acknowledged that we are a Christian nation. These were quotes that were up on the wall at Helms School of Government, where I did a class yesterday. Listen to the president, the 18th president of the United States of America, Ulysses S. Grant. This is what he said. He said, "Hold fast to the Bible as the sheet anchor of your liberties. Write its precepts on your hearts and practice them in your lives. To the influence of this book, speaking of the Bible, we are indebted for the progress made. And to this, we must live and look as our guide to the future." Does that sound like a deist? Hey, friends, many of our forefathers spoke much of prayer and the importance of prayer. If prayer wasn't the line, the lifeline to us, or the umbilical cord to us and our Father, then why would they pray? I mean, after all, we're told that God is just there and he has nothing to do with his own creation. How absolutely absurd and ridiculous, to say the least, friends. Listen to what the preacher Grover Cleveland, president, 22nd president, and the 24th president, for those that did not know, yes, he was the president twice. He said this. He said, "Those who manage the affairs of government are by this means reminded that the," listen carefully, "law of God demands that they should be courageously true to the interests of the people, and that the ruler of the universe will require of them a strict account of their stewardship." Why would he be making a reference over to the law of God? This is important for you to understand, friends, solidifying your Christian faith, for we are a Christian nation, friends, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There just happened to be, right in the classroom where I was teaching, where there was a picture of a woman, and she had a balance in her hand, Lady Justice. She also had a sword in her hand, and it was interesting, she had the sword aimed at a book on the floor. Now, this painting was placed where judges in America would contemplate their cases. They were to go inside of this room and contemplate their cases as they were reminded of the mural, of what was up on the wall. Now, I want you to listen carefully as to what it states. This is Justice Lifts the Nations. Listen carefully. Justice Lifts the Nations. Paul Roberts' Justice Lifts the Nations, 1905, is on the stairway in the old Supreme Court building, where the judges had to pass time before going to try a case. Roberts wanted to remind them that the place which the Reformation gave to the Bible provided a basis not only for morals but for law and the giver of law. Robert pictured many types of legal cases in the foreground and the judges in their black robes standing behind the judge's bench. The problem is, listen carefully, neatly poised. How shall the judges judge? On what basis shall they proceed so that the judgment will not be arbitrary? In other words, according to their own fallen will rather than to God's given will. Above them, Robert painted justice standing unblindfolded with their sword pointed not vertically upward, but downwards towards a book, and on the book is written the law of God. Paul Roberts understood what the Reformation was all about in the area of law. Is it the Bible which gives a base to all given laws? Friends, like I told Lonnie Poindexter this morning, and the pastors and the preachers and the church at large in Washington, D.C. and in Tupelo, Mississippi, we are a Christian nation. And I'm not a fool for my pains to remind you that you are a Christian nation. Those that try to convince you otherwise, they are fools for their pains. They sit there their whole lives and they fight against the faith, only to find, like Voltaire, the great atheist of the past, say the atheists. Interestingly enough, on his deathbed, it was said by his housewife that he was, as he was going down into the flames of hell, crying out for a preacher, only to find out that his whole life was spent in fighting against a God that always existed. Interestingly enough, he said that he would take 12 stinky fishermen and make them a thing of the past. 50 years after Voltaire's death, his house was used to produce Bibles worldwide. Friends, we are a Christian nation. The problem is not so much that we don't know that we're a Christian nation. The problem is with the American people. One of the things that Pastor Brett talked about during his phone call during the second segment was that the church is lethargic. They do nothing. They're apathetic. They would rather serve their money. They would rather, I'm adding, they would rather serve the golden calf that Aaron made because he was moved by the will of the people rather than God being moved by the Spirit of Christ to establish his law. America is in trouble because America is calling out, for example, a Donald Trump today to make everything better. Look at the golden calf. And do you think for one moment, America, your enemy does not know this? Do you think for one minute, America, that you are not being set up right now? That you are playing and you are being played by the dupes of ill-designing men once again? It's when we get back to the thou shall nots is when we shall find out that God is who he says he is. When you go to the book of Proverbs, verse 1, I'm going to get to that in just a moment here. I want you to understand that all scripture is given by what? It's all scripture is given by the inspiration of God for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. And until we understand that the commandment is a lamp and the law is light and the reproofs of instructions are the ways of life, we're going to continuously give way to flattering tongues, which the Bible warns that they ruin the souls of men. Now, folks, when I go over to Proverbs 1, I want you to listen carefully. He said this in Proverbs 1, verse 24, because I have called and you have refused, I've stretched out my hand and no man regarded, but you have set at naught all of my counsel. Listen carefully, America, and would none of my reproof? This is what the Lord said, and yes, this is the God of justice, who is angry at the wicked every day. Psalm 7, verse 11. Now I'm over at Proverbs 1 once again. The Lord said, because you set all my counsel at naught, you would have none of my reproof. He said, I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock you when your fear cometh. When your fear comes as a desolation and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish cometh upon you. Then shall they call upon me, but the Lord said, I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. Folks, I'm going to take a quick break. Broadcasting live out of North Carolina, beautiful North Carolina. We're going to take a quick break. Final segment coming up on the other side. Be right back.
Hey, good on you, peoples. This is Alfonso Rachel with PJTV Zone Nation and the drummer for 20 Pound Sledge. For several years, I've been drumming out the message that if you want conservative political representation, you're going to have to establish better cultural representation. Put that salt and light to work so we can maintain our God-given republic. And I'm glad to have friends like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty who understand what that means and are using what God gave them to hold the line against the corrosive effects that liberalism has on our inalienable rights. Liberals have a horrible message, a great delivery system. Conservatives have a great message, but the delivery systems are, well, eh. But people like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are balancing both. And with your support, they'll be even better fortified to deliver the good news that makes the flickering city on the hill get its shine back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Control, do you like mortgages?
Negative. Over.
Do you like rockets?
Affirmative. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 33.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back into the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of North Carolina, friends. Real quick, I was just talking about what Proverbs 1 tells us. He said, because I've called and you have refused, I've stretched out my hand and no man regarded, but you have set at naught all my counsels and would none of my reproof. You know, I want to interject this because I'm just getting this in my heart right now. It's interesting that your sin will find you out, America, and your sin is finding you out. You can go ahead and search the world over to try to have someone else fix your problems, but the bottom line is as Numbers 32:23 tells us that your sin will find you out, and it is finding you out. And when you look at that particular scripture, it's interesting that there was those that wanted to come to Moses and say, hey, can we go ahead and just enjoy our inheritance? And they said, would your grace be upon us a false grace? And it's interesting to note that they took that false version of grace and they tried to apply it to a man that understood real grace, named Moses. And Moses basically came back to him and threatened them. And they willfully took that reproof. And when they took that reproof upon themselves, they went and they battled all the more. They fought the good fight of faith, where they got to the other side of the promise, where they could actually enjoy the promises that God has bestowed upon them. Friends, like what I've seen at Yorktown, speaking of independence is one thing, but to establish it is another thing. It's the same thing with the American freedoms today. You know as well as I do that you're going backwards, and I want to tell you why. Because the American people have given up the fight, and they've willfully given it over to an effeminate devil that's in the White House right now to go ahead and destroy everything that has been given unto you through sacrifice. Not only the sacrifice of men, but first and foremost, the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God. Listen to this.
Because I've called you and you've refused, America, I've stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But you said at all not my counsel. You'd have none of my reproof. He said, I'll also laugh at your calamity. I'll mock you when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as a desolation and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish cometh upon you. Then shall you call upon me, the Lord said, but I will not answer. Why? They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. Why? Because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. They would none of my reproof. They'd have none of my counsel, saith the Lord. They despised all of my reproof. Therefore shall they eat the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But the Lord saith unto his own, but whoso listeneth carefully unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from the fear of the Lord. Folks, when I'm out there doing high school assemblies, when I'm doing colleges, when I'm doing the things that I'm doing, I've been on the East Coast for the last week doing what? I'm being spent in the purpose and the service of God and mankind, because I love God and I love mankind with my actions. When I'm out there and I'm about, you should see the response of the people. They know that there's something missing. As I was talking about early, how the scripture tells us in the New Testament that the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. Everybody's sick and tired of just hearing the letter without the life. How about bringing forth a life? I mean, after all, America, we're called to be witnesses of what? The resurrection by the power of God and to the glory of the Father through Jesus Christ. And that's where we deny ourselves and we take up our cross. And what do? We find our life where we lose our life. And there's so many people that are caught up because they have failed to take up their cross. Listen, if you want the ear of God, listen carefully as to what the Lord said. To he who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Therefore be zealous and repent. When you give forth that message, you preach the cross of Jesus Christ, law to grace. The law drives men to what? The foot of the cross with the knowledge of their sin, Romans 3:20, Psalm 19:7, Galatians 3:24, where it can do no more. And then man is to look to the Christ that we are to put our faith in, who's the author and the finisher of our faith, who said that he who has begun a good work in us will finish it until the day of Jesus Christ. But friends, first and foremost, understand that he needs to be the author of your faith, and also understand that he's also the finisher of your faith in the process. That's the message that people are awakening to. That's the message that people are responding to all across the country. Case in point, just yesterday at the Liberty University, where we're at the Helms Law of Government, where I did the class there. Folks, you should see what it's like to try to shake some of these students after you tell them the things that you hear over and over and over here on the Sons of Liberty. They're hungry. And the Bible tells us those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, that the Lord said that they would be filled. But friends, we need to understand that, again, we need to come to him on his terms, not our own. I just told the radio show this morning while I was doing that interview with Lonnie Poindexter in D.C., I said to him, I said, it's interesting that if we're willing to lose our lives, we will surely find our lives in Christ. I always find my life where I lose it. I die daily, just like Paul talked about. The Old Testament talks about how there was two sacrifices, two lambs that were sacrificed, one in the morning, one at the night. That's symbolic of the death that you die, that you might live unto Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:15. But until you understand that process, that we're crucified through weakness and we live by the power of God, you'll never understand. This is a foreign language to you, and you have not ears to hear. Today you've been taught through the professed church a false grace that tells you that no matter what you do, you're still going to heaven. Folks, you're being lied to. We're not to use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. That's in actually, it's found in the book of Galatians chapter 5. And you can also go over to Isaiah 30 when you get a moment as well, because the Lord talks about a false covering. America, the Lord's message has been since the beginning to the present, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And these young people hear it because they are hungry and they are thirsting for righteousness. And I want to tell you, at these meetings, they are literally being filled. I want to let you know this, that if you'd like to have us at any time, Again, we've been out on the west or the east coast over here. We've been in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We've been in Delaware. We've been in Maryland. We've been in Virginia. Folks, we have been around the block over the last week and a half. We want you to know that this is what we do every single month. We're somewhere in the United States of America. In May, we're going to be out in Alaska. But we want you to know that we are here for you only to light the candle and lead the way. But you need to understand that what we do, we have to leave and you have to pick up the baton and take it to your people as well. What is the great need in America today is real leadership. Those real leaders are the best ones and understand what real leadership is all about when they realize that they are the greatest of followers. We are followers of the Christ who liveth and abideth forevermore, who sitteth at the right hand of our Father in heavenly places in Jesus' name. Those are the best leaders. The best leaders are the best followers. But if you'd like to have us a part of your community, you'd like to have us a part of what you're doing in your community, you need someone to come in and break things open for you, lay a foundation, that's what we can do. If you'd like to be a part of that, 1-866-233-0747. We're out about 3 months always. 1-866-233-0747. I'd also lay to your candor, if you don't mind, that we need the support. This is a ministry. I know that there's a lot of ministries out there begging 24/7 and buying new jets. Let me rest assured, friends, the message that I give doesn't fly with people that way. Because this ministry is not gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy. No, it's repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's a prophetic ministry. And for the most part, people don't always like that. So do understand that less than 0.5% of 1% of all finances that go into a ministry like mine actually go to the young people. You need to understand that if we don't bless our younger generation, our posterity today, they're going to be there later on to curse us. And that's exactly what we're seeing in America today, friends. I want to end with this. I got less than probably 1 minute here. And I want to go back to what Catherine Booth rightly said. She said, opposition, it is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. Friends, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. Your enemy knows that. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, speaking of the church, that provokes so little opposition, she said, I should know from that. When the church and the world can jog along comfortably together, you may be sure that there's something wrong. The world is not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful to the God they say they love and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were a reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that has altered, not the world. And keep in mind, friends, it tells us in John 15 that this is my commandment, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And why did it hate you, Jesus? Because he uncovered man and their sin for who they really were, and they didn't like it. And at length, they crucified him. There's very far and few between in this country that understand what I just said, and therein lies the problem. The Holy Ghost in Acts 5 was given unto those that obey. And friends, I want you to understand that is a fact. Read 1 Corinthians 15, read Acts 5. Folks, I love you by what we do. Broadcasting live from North Carolina. We will talk to you in 23. See ya!
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.